Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning, my dudes, and happy 2024. Welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm so excited that you are here tuning in for a brand new episode, and not just a brand new episode, but the first episode of 2024. What the heck? Literally, I cannot believe that we are here already, but I am so excited that we are. I have a lot of feelings around 2024, both good and a little bit shaky quakey. There's a lot of things happening, I feel like, and are going to happen in 2024. But I think it's going to be a overall good year. I think projecting and predicting on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like the best year of my entire freaking life, I think 2024 is going to be like an 8. I think that there are going to be some things that are really hard and really, really challenging and are going to force me to grow in a lot of different ways. But overall, I think it's going to be a pretty good year. So if you have any inclination or idea or feeling or gut, whatever, about how your year is going to go, send me a DM over on Instagram. I'm curious to see how you would rank your year. And I know we're being really premature about like making predictions. It's literally the first Wednesday of the year. Some of us are still on break. Some of us are still recovering from Christmas and New Year's, which is totally fine. But I don't know. I just have a feeling. But let's go ahead and dive in to today's new podcast episode. Like I said, I'm super excited that you guys are here tuning in. And in today's new episode, I'm actually going to be giving you three questions that you must ask yourself before setting goals for 2024. Now, if you're not a new listener, which if you are, hey girl, hey, I'm so happy you're here. Let me know how you found the show. If you're not a new listener though, you already know that I have thoughts and I have feelings about those pretty little things that always come around in January called resolutions. But this is not an episode where I get on my soapbox about resolutions. This is not the time for me to preach. Instead, I'm going to use my 20 minutes of your day and give you some really thoughtful questions to reflect on and marinate on and really hopefully help you to set really intentional, solid goals that you can take action on that feel in alignment to you, that feel really good to your life, and ones that help you to have a really great year. And the reason I want you to ask yourself these questions before you set your 2024 goals, and if you've already set your goals, that's totally fine. I want you to pause before you go and work towards them and think about and marinate on these questions and use them to maybe tweak or pivot or alter or tighten up your goals because, and I use this metaphor a lot in my community, the Sunshine Squad community. I've talked about it before on Instagram, but we cannot move on to the next chapter of our book if we don't first finish the one we're currently in. And by that, I mean, we can't move into 2024 if we haven't yet reflected and wrapped up 2023. And so often we kind of skip right past the year once it's over and we don't take time to reflect. And what that does when we skip that reflection is we miss out on the opportunity to celebrate, the opportunity to question why things happened or why things didn't happen. And we miss out on the opportunity to set goals or set intentions that are in alignment with everything that we did in the previous year, right? I think sometimes we get super excited about new year, new goals, new me, new whatever, but we miss out on closing out and finishing the chapter that we were just in, which is a really essential part for continued growth and self-awareness and things like celebration and gratitude and just being proud of all of the work that you did. Because regardless of what kind of year you had in 2023, you did things last year that were really freaking awesome and that are really big things that you need to celebrate. And you won't do that and you can't do that if you don't first reflect, right? There are probably also things that you don't love that you did or that you didn't achieve or that you're probably thinking, I'm never doing that again. I have things like that too. And if we don't take time to reflect on those things, history repeats itself, right? We learn about history in school so that we hopefully avoid repeating it. Sometimes we repeat it anyway because we're human. But hopefully by taking time to learn and reflect on our past, we can grow and we can get better and we can continue to move forward. So if you've already set your goals for 2024, no harm, no foul, pause before you start to take action on them. Reflect on these questions, marinate on them, journal on them, even if you're a journaler, and send me your answers. Like, let me know. Let's have a conversation about this, because I think that these are three really solid questions that anyone should answer. And I also think that there are three questions that will really help you to create aligned goals for 2024. So question number one that you are going to ask yourself is, which of my 2023 goals will I need to carry into 2024 because I need to extend my timeline for it? Now, when I say extend my timeline, I mean if you set a goal this time last year, January of 2023, and you said, I want to achieve this by the end of 2023, or I want to achieve this by July or the end of summer of 2023. And you're looking at your calendar now and you're like, oh my God, it's the next year. It's still not done. That does not mean that you need to not carry that goal forward. That does not mean that you failed or you didn't work hard enough for it or you didn't want it bad enough. It just means that you need to extend your timeline. I think sometimes we are so hard on ourselves and we're so dead set on hitting deadlines. And again, I'm the same way, my friend. Literally, there are things in my life that I'm like, okay, this has to be done by this date or it's a complete waste of time or a failure or a flop or whatever. When really, the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to just extend our timeline, is to just give ourselves more time. Because the beautiful thing, if you are listening to this podcast right now, is that you have more time. You're still here. You still have time in life to make that goal happen. So instead of bogging yourself down or making yourself feel bad because you didn't hit that goal or achieve that milestone or get that accolade in 2023, just extend your timeline. Give yourself another 3 months. Give yourself another 6 months. Life happens. And sometimes we forget that life is lifing as we pursue our goals. And when we don't pursue our goals, we make the reason for that because we didn't work hard enough, because we weren't focused, because we weren't productive, and not because we had a baby or because our focus changed or because our passions changed or because our dog got sick or we lost a parent or whatever it was. We have to keep in mind the life that we live outside of our goals when reflecting on whether or not we made those goals happen. So your first question that you need to marinate on is, which of my 2023 goals will I need to carry into 2024? Because I just need to give myself more time to make it happen. Maybe you need to learn a little bit more. Maybe you need to hire someone on. Maybe you need to save a little bit more money to invest in that goal, right? Whatever it might be. What goal do you need to keep working on? Because it matters to you, right? And it's okay if a goal matters to you enough to still need to extend the timeline, okay? So that's question number one. What, if any, goals are you going to bring into 2024 because you just need a little bit more time? And take it from me. It's okay to need more time for your goals. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, question number two that you are going to ask before you set your 2024 goals is, where is an area of focus I want to commit to? And this is kind of a two-part question. So technically there's four questions, but like number two goes, they go together. So where is an area of focus I want to commit to? And why does this area matter to me? Okay. And I have an area, i.e. one area of focus. And why does it matter to me? Because the other thing that we do when it comes to our goals is we tend to overload ourselves and we tend to say, I'm going to set multiple goals in my personal life, multiple goals if I'm a business owner, multiple goals for my family, multiple financial goals. And then suddenly you're chasing like 25 different goals in 1 year. While, you know, true, some goals might be easier to achieve than others. Some might be kind of easy wins, if you would, than others. But all the same, you're still chasing like 20, 25 different goals when all that ends up doing for some of us is overwhelming us or making us feel like we're never getting anything done because we're trying to do too many things at once. Remember, I've said this before, when you split your focus it's almost like a piece of pizza, right? So for every time you add something else that you're trying to focus on, right? And this is true for your goals, the less focus, the less energy, the less attention, the less productivity you have for one thing, right? Because you're cutting your pizza into smaller pieces. Every single time you add something else, you cut your pizza into another piece. Every time you add on a new goal, your piece of pizza gets a little bit smaller. So instead of having all of your energy or the majority of your focus in one area of your life, maybe it's your health, maybe it's brand awareness, maybe it's strengthening your relationship, maybe it's getting your kids involved in the community, maybe it's getting yourself involved in making connections in your community. You lower the attention that you could give to that one thing because you're splitting it up amongst all of the other things that you're chasing and you're trying to get after, right? And while I love your enthusiasm and I love your intention and I love how passionate you are about all of these things, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. And I know this because I've done this. I've been there before where I set all of these goals and I'm really ambitious in January. And then like June, July comes and I'm like, oh my God, summer slump. I don't want to do anything. And then October comes and I'm like, oh my God, I've gotten nothing done. I need to hurry up. And then it's December and I'm like, well, the year's over. Like I didn't get anything done because I had all of these goals and only two of them happened. Two out of 25, that's a fail. That's not a passing rate, right? So instead, give yourself the gift of just focusing on one thing, right? What is one area that you really want to hone in on and why? Why does that matter to you? Maybe your area is financial literacy. Why does that matter to you? Maybe your area is brand awareness for your blog. Why does that matter for you? Maybe it's your health, right? Maybe you want to focus on getting into the gym or reworking your meal plans or how you're eating. Why does that matter to you, right? So what is an area of focus I want to commit to? And why does this matter to me? How does this help me get to my overall larger vision for life? Because again, when you touch base with your why and your vision and your values and your goals, all these things, it becomes way easier for you to actually achieve these things. So that is question number two you're going to ask yourself as you set your goals for 2024. Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart? Or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad. And finally, the last question that you are going to ask yourself, and this is a really good one because it will help to give you a little bit of guidance and direction as you work on your specific goals, is what results or outcomes am I looking for from the new year? And when the year is over, what do I want to have accomplished? Okay. So this is kind of forward thinking, which some people do and some people don't, right? We just kind of focus on the here and now, but this is a really good practice before you start something or before you get started on something like a goal or a resolution, if you want to call them that, because it helps you to figure out what the end product is, and then you can reverse engineer that outcome, right? So what results are you looking for from the new year? What outcomes do you want to have on the other side of 2024? Do you want to lose a certain amount of weight? Do you want to gain a certain amount of weight? Do you want to gain a certain number of followers? Do you want to come out on the other side of 2024 feeling as if you have built and scaled a sustainable business that pays you, but also makes you feel really good? Do you want to get to the other side of 2024 and feel like you have made progress in your healing journey? What feelings do you want to have by the end of 2024? What do you want to have accomplished by the end of 2024, right? And the reason, again, we want to ask about the end product before we set the goal is because when we know what we want, that gives us our direction. And when we know our direction, we can map out our pathway to making that happen. This is something I talk about within the 6 weeks to You Accelerator, is that if you go out to pursue a goal or to pursue your vision for life, but you don't first take a second to kind of plot out where you want to go. And I believe that we all know what we want. I believe that we all know what we desire in life, as long as we give ourselves the space to really think about it. If you don't do that, you're essentially going on a road trip that to somewhere you've never been without using your GPS. And you are going to get lost AF if you try to do it that way. If I were to try to drive from Charleston, South Carolina to like Tucson, Arizona with no map, I would never make it. Or it would just take me a year to get there instead of 6 months to get there, right? Or whatever it might be. It's probably not a year to drive to Tucson, right? But you get my point. So whatever it is that you want from 2024, whatever results or outcomes or feelings you want, take time to reflect on that before you set your goals. That way you can give yourself an endpoint on your map, which will then make mapping out your goals and reverse engineering them much, much, much easier. So there you have it. Three questions that you must ask yourself before setting your 2024 goals. My hope for you is that when you take time to marinate and reflect on these questions, you have an easier time setting goals. You know, obviously that's what I want, but you have an easier time setting goals that feel really good to you, that you're excited to get after and pursue, and that you are ready to intentionally work towards all year long. Okay. So be sure to take time to reflect and journal on these questions. If you want to chat about your answers to these questions, please feel free to send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is at living the letter N sunshine. I'll pop right up. You'll see my face. I'm all over Instagram all the time. Send me a message, give me a follow, let me know. And if you loved today's episode, be sure to share it over on Instagram, take a screenshot and share your biggest takeaways. Tag me on stories so I can reshare you and share this episode with a friend, right? Maybe you have a goal-getting friend just like I do. I have lots of those. Send this episode to them so that way they're setting intentional goals right along with you. Until next week, my friend, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.